Owen, you've wrapped up a place in the quarterfinals. 10 minutes into the second half, it was still a draw game, but you showed you drew in all your experience, all your class, I suppose, to pull clear in that second half.
Absolutely, we had a fairly stern team talk from the management at half time. We felt we didn't really perform to our full ability in the first half, and fairness to the Gaels, they really upped it, but they probably let us out of jail. They had six wides in the first half, which really could have put us away, but we said to ourselves, each man, we're just going to lift it, fight for every man, for a marked a man, and that's what we did. And after 10 minutes in the second half, we just pushed on, and I think we showed a little bit of class.
Yeah, either side of that three quarter mark, that was really the telling period in the game, really. You got a run of scores on them and they just couldn't respond. You just lifted it.
Absolutely, yeah. And in fairness to some of our backs, Andrew Tinley last week was a man of the match, Jimmy Murray, like these lads, it's very difficult to play forward attacking against these lads. So once we know we can mark well the back, it gives the forwards a little bit more, and the midfield they can really attack, and that's just, when we did that, they hadn't really gotten at us, unfortunately.
Yeah, some great firepower on display this evening. Andy McDonald, even though he's been converted into a centre half back, he joined the attack at various stages of that second half, was fairly instrumental, but plenty of others getting involved as well.
Oh yeah, like when you have Andy, you have Colm playing, not even in the forward line, it just shows you the strength and depth we have. You have John Commode, you have Conor Brannigan come on, you have Derek Cairns, the full forward, like, all these lads are you know, they really can hit a ball over the bar from any angle, and it showed tonight. Just once they got the space, once they got a bit of confidence in the second half. Last week we felt we didn't really perform, even though we won, we didn't really think that we played up to our ability. And this week, once you could see the forwards, they just started to stand a bit taller, and it showed in the end with the margin we won by.
A little bit similar to last week in that your opponent stayed with you until half time, but then you just seemed to kick on then in the second half and got a run on them.
Yeah, it's something we have to work on, really. That because we play against a different team, they might put us away in the first half. So we just have to be careful of that, mindful of that, especially in the quarterfinal. Whoever we have, they'll be doing their homework on us. They know that we could be vulnerable in the first half, but we learn from it as well, and we need to pick it up a little bit further from now.
I mean, this was a tricky fixture for tonight, because a couple of years ago the Gaels, I remember in a knockout match, came back very strongly in the second half, nearly beat you. You had a big lead at half time, hadn't you?
Absolutely, yeah. They're a tricky team to beat. Now, in fairness, we've drawn them, I think, in the last 3 years, and they are an excellent team. We probably are a bogey team for them, that they can't really just seem to get over us, but they, like, I've no doubt that they'll be put on a stronger performance next week. But we seem to play well against them. They play a nice brand of football, you know, open play, and it suits us. And you know, hopefully it was a good spectacle for everyone there.
Neutral talk, of course, is Pats against the Blues in the semi-final, but you can't be thinking about that as a player.
Absolutely not. No, we look at the next game, whoever it is. Someone's talking about the Jers or Kilkerley, like, both excellent teams and both capable of beating us. But you know, we'll be focusing on the next match, focusing on ourselves, 3 weeks to get fitter, and let's go from there.
And you can't afford to get too carried away. You can't look really beyond the next game.
Absolutely not. No. We'll just take every game as it comes. If you start doing that, that's when you trip up. So we're not, we've tripped up plenty of times in the last number of years, so we're not going to do it again.
I mean, two strong performances in the Championship. I mean, you know, in the group's situation, you just never know. You have to put your best foot forward, let's say. And I mean, your form coming into this zone, the league form has been very patchy, but you always seem to get the best out of the players come the Championship.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, the league, I don't know what it is. We struggle to field teams all through the league, injuries and, you know, fellas with load and fellas travelling and stuff like that. But in the last number of weeks there, we just were able to get 20 training, and once you've 20 training, you know, anything can happen. So hopefully we'll be able to keep going, keep injury free. We've one or two lads coming back, Thomas Costlow, Paul Moore. They'll really strengthen up the team. So, you know, that's every game we play, we're playing for them boys, so they give them a chance this year, you know.
Seems to be a lot of hunger out there. You know, you were chasing, even when the game was more or less over as a contest, you kept going forward looking for more scores. That's sometimes a problem with defending champions, is the hunger might not be there, but that seems not to be the case of the Blues.
Yeah, well, probably the biggest reason for that is our subs bench. I'd say seven or eight fellas on the bench there who could easily come in. So anyone who's lucky enough to put on the jersey the first 15, they don't want to lose it. So them lads on the bench, like, panels win championship, teams don't win championship. So that's what's pushing everyone on the pitch, and it gives everyone. And you look at the couple of subs, Connor and Karma come on there flying, you know. So they push us every time, you know.
It's a few weeks now to the knockouts. You can breathe easy. That's, I suppose, a relief now to have the players and the knockouts nailed down.
I wouldn't say we'd be breathing easy. I'd say we'd be breathing twice as hard, especially after that first half. We'd be trying to up our fitness by, you know, 20 or 30%. So I'd say it's 3 weeks of you know, hard work ahead of us. Not looking forward to it, but it's good to be there.